fortunate to them out at one time. Well, it's a great credit to the players, you know, and it doesn't, these things don't happen overnight like this. We went down and out from senior football in the two of them, you know, and the two teams are built up together, and to get two teams in the Connacht is a great credit to not only the players themselves, but their parents and the coaches and the community, you know what I mean? It's just great for the community and the town of Drumahair, you know.
So there'll be a great buzz on Saturday. There'll be a lot of texting and WhatsApping between the two venues, I'm guessing.
Yeah. They'll be watching, looking at phones, trying to watch the match and watch the phones. And as I say, WhatsApping and texting and whatever, if it's on Twitter or whatever, watching the scores and whatever correspondence they can do between the two. Hopefully we'll come out with two good results, and then we can get the next two legs or next two matches on different days, then we can get people out to the two games. But we'll see how it goes anyway, you know.
And there must be great excitement finally around the village of Drumahair and the local community, Dermot, that both the women's and the men's teams are at the business end of the Connacht Club Championships.
It is. It's great. It's great credit. Like, not only the women's team won the league as well, and the men's team won Junior C Championship and League as well. So, you know, it's not just two teams, it's the backup teams they have as well to get them pushing forward, and it's, as I said, it's great. It's huge credit to the players and the coaches to get the two of them over the line, and community, one year, a small town of Drumahair, and have two teams in Connacht. I don't know if there's many more clubs in Connacht or even in the other provinces that we managed to get two teams through, you know what I mean? A small club like ourselves, they get two teams in, it's brilliant, like.